Well, for my 8th birthday, my grandfather gave me a magic set, and I started doing some of the tricks and learning the books and everything else. And over the next 3 or 4 years, both my father and my mother were involved in medical things in central Illinois. They'd go up to Chicago for meetings. And at that time, Marshall Field's State Street store had a very large toy department that the manager of which was a magician himself and had a desk with a lot of magic effects. And every time my parents went to Chicago for meetings or whatever, they would come back with several tricks, and I would, you know, my mom would show me how they were done, and I'd read the instructions, and so I learned how to do them. Well, I was part of a student entertainment organization on campus at Tulane, and we were given the opportunity. We got a call about that Harry Blackstone was available, and that because of the fact it would be between two other shows, it would be very affordable. I was able to get it approved, and he, his wife Gay, and his chief illusion director were able to come in, and they put on about an hour and a half show at Tulane University. And it was probably one of the most exciting things I've ever done, to meet him, because he was just a true professional when it comes to everything, but he was also very gracious. He just was a good man all around. I think there are times when magic is a great way to break the ice when there's a difficult situation and where you're meeting someone. Magic is when I go to the meetings, our local meetings, it's you're getting to meet people that are not medical, and you share a common love for prestidigitation, where you get to meet people. You know, we have college professors, we have engineers and researchers from Eastman, we have, let me think, what else? We have just a wide range of people in our area that are members of the local club, and it's just nice to get to know different people and, you know, do unusual things with everyday objects. Magicians are very open to other magicians. One year I was at the national meeting of the International Brotherhood of Magicians, was looking at some of the dealers and looking at some things to maybe purchase, and I look up and standing next to me was David Copperfield. And I just started chatting with him, and he was like, this looks like a good one, what do you think? And we just chatted about stuff, and, you know, having someone of that caliber sort of treat you as an equal was very, very heartening. A lot of it's observation. To be a good rheumatologist, you need to be very observant. That's the way things are with magic, learning what subtleties there are in bridge. You try and figure out what's the most rational way to go at something, the most rational approach. And so in that respect, trying to solve puzzles is a lot of what we do in rheumatology. We're trying to solve what is going on in the patient and come up with the best approach.